Hi, good morning. Several of us who were part of Kent's early history here, or two of us who are part of Kent's early history here, are going to just participate with a little 1 minute or 1 or 2 minute contribution. But I was chair of the search committee when Kent came, and I thought I would read to you the letter that we wrote to the congregation on May 8th. 2002. Okay? Let me find that right here. Here's the letter that we wrote, May 8th, 2002. Dear members and friends of USG, it gives me great pleasure to announce that on May 5th, our congregation voted to call the Reverend Kent Mathias to our next settled minister. The vote indicated overwhelming support, with 99.2 voting in the percentage voting in the affirmative. Reverend Mathias will begin his ministry on September 1, 2002. A lifelong Unitarian Universalist, he is a graduate of Meadville Lombard Theological School. He has completed two very successful interim ministries in El Paso, Texas, and Mount Kisco, New York, where he provided his congregation with pastoral care following the tragedy of September 11. He has served as a founding director of the campus ministry for the JPD district. He was ordained at the UU Church of Annapolis, where he completed his intern ministry. Kent has been active in social justice work for the past decade with many different avenues, including Bread for the World and Witness for Peace. During seminary, he worked with the Gang Violence Reduction Project of the University of Chicago. And he has also served as chaplain for a maximum security prison in Chicago. He is fluent in Spanish. Among his many credentials, he has extensive experience in fundraising for nonprofit organizations. So you can see he brought a lot to us and has delivered a lot. Now here's the last paragraph. Those of us who participated in the events of Candidating Week saw how quickly a connection developed between our congregation and Reverend Mathias across all ages. It was apparent that we share a common goal. His skills and interests fit very well with our needs and goals. His energy is contagious. We look forward to sharing our ministry with him. And Tom Garibrandt signed that letter, and I think it has come to fruition.
My name is Ann Schoonmaker, and I was honored and lucky to be the president of the congregation when Kent, the first year Kent was here. And on that August day, 10 years ago, Kent and I met to get acquainted and to map out plans for the year. As I entered the church from Lincoln Drive, a huge tree fell with a whoosh onto the roadway. Oh no, I thought, an omen? An augur of things to come? Not to worry, it was only a dead tree. At that time, this congregation was full of good people, not as many as now, but they were working hard, but we were stuck in a sense and not moving forward. The responsibilities for leadership fell on a limited number of people. The number of children enrolled in Sunday school was small. Fundraising and financial support were not broad-based. We were friendly to newcomers, but in a quieter way. As president, I felt it important to attend every event to give support to the committees. 10 years later, I see a larger, younger, more enthusiastic congregation that seems to produce a new baby every few months. New members are coming from all age groups. We are more ethnically and racially diverse, and there are first-time visitors present at every Sunday service. Interest groups form and grow on their own, and no president could possibly attend all the events that they plan. What a relief to not have to sign up for everything. Newcomers are welcomed more energetically, and members greet each other warmly. The choir membership has doubled. Sunday school membership has tripled, I think. Kent's energy, warmth, and imagination have had much to do with these changes. I value his sense of humor, his ability to accept criticism, and his perspective on life. We have watched him mature. We've seen him find a wonderful partner, Kristen Shipler, who is a leader in her own way, and they've contributed to our baby boom. But most of all, I think Kent has helped us find our heart.
Thank you, Ann. My name is Tom Ott. I'm the president of the Board of Trustees, and it is my great pleasure to bring congratulations from the current Board of Trustees in recognition of Reverend Kent's 10 years of ministry at the Unitarian Society of Germantown. Even those such as myself who have not been members throughout Kent's entire tenure recognize Kent's love for this congregation and the skill, talent, and work ethic he brings to sustaining the spiritual and temporal health of our congregation. I have had the good fortune of working closely with Kent the last couple of years and have come to appreciate his deep love of the ministry and his commitment to USG. We have also shared many conversations spanning both enthusiasm and disappointment for the home baseball team. I believe we are all lucky to have Reverend Kent Mathias as our minister. And for myself and the Board of Trustees, we hope we will all have the opportunity to celebrate Kent's 20th anniversary. Thank you.